State senator seeks to change California law requiring proof of locked doors in car break-ins. With more than 15,000 vehicles broken into so far this year in San Francisco, Senator Scott Wiener announced October 26 that he will introduce legislation in 2024 to make it easier to prosecute such crimes. This is a common-sense measure to address an issue that has been plaguing San Francisco for a long time, Mr. Wiener said at a press conference announcing his plans. Residents should not have to fear leaving their car on the street for 2 minutes, and tourists should leave San Francisco with happy memories instead of trauma and frustration. Prosecutors are hampered by the legal definition of auto burglary, which requires proof that vehicles were locked to qualify for convictions, he said. This creates a burden of proof that is difficult to obtain as those impacted, including tourists living thousands of miles away, need to testify sometimes weeks or months later in person that their vehicle's doors were locked. San Francisco's high rate of car break-ins is unacceptable, and current law adds senseless barriers to holding auto burglars accountable, Mr. Wiener posted October 27 on X, formerly known as Twitter. This dumb locked door requirement is a huge obstacle. The state's Court of Appeals has repeatedly upheld the existing legal definition, noting the key element of auto burglary is that the doors be locked in prior decisions. My legislation eliminates this needless requirement, so forcible entry is sufficient to prove an auto burglary crime, Mr. Wiener posted. Such is needed to aid prosecutors in their struggle against auto thieves, according to San Francisco Mayor London Breed. Our police officers are working hard every day to disrupt auto break-ins, and they are making progress, Ms. Breed wrote October 27 on X. But we need more tools to disrupt and prosecute the organized theft rings targeting our city, especially in our tourist areas. Criminals who commit auto burglary crimes must face significant consequences to stop the trends of recent years, she said. This important bill will give our district attorney the ability to more aggressively prosecute these cases and send a message that if you break into cars in this city, you will be held accountable, Ms. Breed wrote. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins additionally acknowledged the difficulty of proving that doors were locked, resulting in fewer than 100 convictions so far this year. It oftentimes is a real challenge in the courtroom, Ms. Jenkins said in the press conference announcing the new legislation. And it's a challenge to us being able to effectively prosecute crime that we know plagues San Francisco. Noting the level of detail that is required to overcome the locked door burden, she said cases are at times dismissed due to lack of sufficient evidence. My prosecutors could go into court today even having an eyewitness to an auto burglary, but without having an individual who owns or possesses the car say they locked the doors, could be required to dismiss the case, Ms. Jenkins said. Mr. Wiener's legislation will not be his first attempt at addressing the issue. He introduced a similar proposal, Senate Bill 916, in 2018, where it failed to proceed. A second measure of his, Senate Bill 23, introduced in 2019, again sought to remove the locked door requirement, and while it passed in the Senate, the Assembly Appropriations Committee ultimately stalled the proposal. Committee staff had included the theory that incarceration is ineffective in prior legislative analyses, citing several studies over the past 10 years that demonstrated threats of incarceration had little effect on the reduction of crime. An earlier proposal introduced in 1997, Assembly Bill 476, authored by former Assemblyman Stephen Kuykendall, also sought similar action but failed to pass the Assembly Public Safety Committee. Critics of earlier proposals also pointed to cost increases for courts and state expenses for incarcerating those convicted, with some concern that expanding the definition of the crime would result in a significant increase in the inmate population.